Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 145 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so it's time for our very first segment, which is
Hot Topics.
I forgot for a second. It is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So Mamamoo's Hwasa has officially been cleared from any wrongdoing at Sungkwan University by Seoul Songdong Police Station. At a festival performance at the university in May, Hwasa was accused of being too sexy, child. Basically, she was accused of lewd performance / public obscenity by the Union for Students and Parents' Human Rights. The police investigated and reviewed the performance and the statements of the people involved and stated that criminal charges against Hwasa was difficult. So, essentially, they've been dropped. Imagine. She should make a song about that. I'm too sexy. It's a crime. I don't know. Better than that, but you know.
Wow.
So yeah, cool. There's that. Hwasa cleared her case. Woo! moving on. This is for you, Shay. I purposely put this in for you. Oh. So you know your 5011 children, NCT.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new team. Apparently, they dropped their Japanese pre-debut single album called Hands Up on the 8th of October. I haven't heard it. I haven't seen it. I don't know if you have, but I just wanted to let you know that you have more children to feed.
Cool. You know what? The more the merrier.
I am screaming.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think according to SM or what they said prior, this technically should be their last NCT team, right? Right? But we'll never know with SM, so we'll see. We'll see. Talk about debuting. YG Entertainment announces that Baby Monster will be debuting next month. We'll see if that actually happens. I don't know. I feel like every other week I'm like, yeah, they're about to, they're coming, and then they don't. So we'll see. There's no date. It just says November, so that could be the beginning, middle, or end. I have no idea. So we just have to wait and see. Jungkook will be featured in Kid Laroi's new single, Too Much with Central C. And it's not that weird. I think it's the Central C part that's throwing me off, I guess. Kid Laroi and Jungkook doesn't sound that strange to me, collaboration wise, but it's throwing in Central C where I'm like, all right, sure.
I'm terribly sorry, and I don't know if this is just my Monday brain or maybe I'm not cultured. What is a Kid Laroi?
He had that song with I think he's Australian. Okay. I could be wrong. He had that song with Justin Bieber. I need to stay.
Okay.
That's his song. So kind of pop, whatever. So okay. As I said, I could see that. I could see him, Jungkook, together. Sure. Central C. I don't know what he's going to do, but you never know. He might surprise us. But yeah. So keep your eyes, ears out for that. That's out on the 20th of this month, apparently. Moving on, More Vision, which is J-Park's label, yes, another one, he announced that they signed Chang'e as their new artist, which is interesting. Cool. So we'll see what she will get up to over there. Also, according to Korean media, which is all of this stuff, I don't know why my brain just stopped for a second. Former G Idol member Sujin is preparing to make her solo debut, which is interesting. So, for those that don't remember, I don't know, did she leave the group or was she forced to leave? Either way, she was part of G Idol and she had to leave, or she left due to the whole bullying allegation situation. You know, that time when every other week every idol was kind of accused of bullying, like, in some sort of capacity. So she is going to be back, so keep your eyes out for that. And 50-50, oh my gosh. So one of the members of 50-50, I think her name is Sio, I think. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce her name. I apologize. So she reveals that Attack, the company, forced her into extreme dieting, which caused her to have kidney-related problems. Despite her doctor's advice to stop dieting to avoid kidney dialysis, her company continued to force her into dieting. Before I even move on, I'm just like, were her parents alerted? And if not, how does a company have, like, a power of attorney of this? Do you know what I mean? No. So that's crazy. And then what's even... not even that this isn't crazy, but there's another member, Aran. She reveals that she's been diagnosed with chronic, girl, these medical terms. It's like cholangitis with polyps, which is basically like a growth in your body. But at the time, these growths can be like benign, but there is a potential risk of progressing to cancer. Mm-hmm. So initially... the company withheld authorization for her to undergo surgery. So she found these in January, and then they withheld her to for her to get any sort of surgery until April.
No, they've really been through it at this point.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And they're meant to be, the company is meant to be debuting a new girl group soon, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I have no words. I think this story speaks for itself. I'm talking about companies. I also saw this, but I don't know how true or valid it is, because I only saw it through the whispers of different social media platforms. I haven't really seen, like, an official report. So last episode, I spoke about how G-Dragon has essentially left YG Entertainment. I think he was being signed or about to be signed to Warner, I'm not sure. So apparently YG is trying to still get the, like, renew the trademark to G-Dragon. Mm. Meaning if they still have, I guess, the rights to it, G-Dragon may not be able to use G-Dragon, which is very messed up, because G-Dragon was his name before he joined YG, so it's not like YG gave him that name. Secondly, G-Dragon is a play on his actual name, G-Young, because G for G-Dragon and Young is Dragon, G-Dragon. That's messed up if that's true.
Mm.
Maybe that's why he hasn't announced anything yet. Maybe he's trying to sort out that on the back end, so when he is ready to produce anything or announce that he's left YG, that, you know, he knows what name he can call himself, if he's allowed to call him, you know. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, but again, that's all alleged. I don't know if it's true, so don't sue me. But that's what I heard on the K-pop streets. But yeah. Hot topics, girl. Good morning. It's a lot. But yeah, that is hot topics. Hot topics. That was really high for no reason. If you have any stories you want to comment on, or you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HallyuAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to HallyuT@gmail.com. That's HallyuT@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't think people's obsession with one young... I didn't think people's obsession with one young could get any worse, but it's really creepy the way that people idolize her and act like she's a doll or something. And can people normalize idols being actual people? I saw one TikTok earlier today where people are complaining because one member of a girl group had sweat patches under her arms, like she's literally dancing. Why would she not sweat?
Okay. I don't know what people's obsession with Won Young is. I feel sorry for this girl because I feel like one minute I see a lot of hate for her and then the next minute she's loved so much that people have been obsessive. So it's never like she just has people in the middle. I don't know what the latest obsession is. I don't know if she's done something recently and people are just latching onto it. I don't have any context for this.
Yeah.
Do you, Shay?
Nothing. Yeah. Because once again, I think Ive are amazing from what I've seen, but I don't follow them very closely. I do know that obviously one younging is a trend and we've seen the rabbit hole that goes down of people then wanting to Asian fish or like not eat and dangerous things like that. But I don't know. I don't think it's ever good to idolize someone. I think that's why, at least for me, sometimes I consciously try to call these artists instead of idols, because when you're idolizing someone, that's sort of like, I don't know, crossing a boundary and it's a bit strange. I don't know, maybe it's just the way people talk about her. I see people talk about her, although she's like a doll or like this deity that's untouchable, and I know that causes discourse in the space in terms of, oh, but like the spotlight's always on her, what about her other members and all this other stuff. So I don't know if this is what this person's referring to. And then for the latter half of their unpopular opinion, they saw a TikTok where a female idol had sweat patches. And oh, how could she? Although she was dancing, how could she?
How dare she? I always wondered how they don't sweat more. I don't know if it's like not a myth, but I don't know what the right word for it would be, where they say that like Asian don't sweat as much.
I've never heard that before in terms of Asians not sweating much. I've heard the thing
they sweat, but yeah, go ahead.
That they don't produce the bacteria that makes you smell when you odor. Sweat. Yeah,
but I've also heard the actual, like, not that they don't sweat, but it will just be, I don't know, maybe it's like, it could be like an environmental thing in a sense of maybe it's like where they live or, you know, it's, you know, sweat and whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I mean, like, it could be like from where they live to what they eat or whatever. That also could be a factor. I doubt it's just, you're Asian, no sweat for you, no body odor. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like there's, for example, if we're just talking about Koreans or whatever, there's Koreans all over the world, and there's probably a Korean in, I don't know, Arkansas. I don't know why that came to my mind. That is really random. That's like, I sweat. So, I don't know.
I know there are things, and I'm not saying this is what some idols are having done, but I know there are like laser treatments and various other treatments that you can get done to not sweat as much. But yes, it would be strange for someone who is dancing and is sometimes on par with an athlete for them not to sweat. I think that's very strange.
Yeah, it's very weird.
All right. And by sharing that, I don't know, like, whoever posted the original piece of content that this person just, like, saw, what was the intention? Like,
yeah, for real.
Like, imagine waking up and going on the internet and like you're just seeing people sharing a clip of you and they're like, Shanice sweats. Oh, gasp.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next unpopular opinion is, the racism Luna got away with is actually shocking.
Yeah, again, you need to enlighten me. I don't know what
What this is.
Wow, we're on a roll today. Why do we have a podcast, Shay?
I really don't know at this
Should
point.
Should we Google? I feel like we can't say I don't know for everything. It's a bit wild. It's a bit wild, isn't it?
We'll be back after this short break.
Okay, so I found this, again, this this is alleged. I don't know. This is not like from a news source. This is from like a forum kind of thing. Because someone asked, has Luna done anything racist? Right? And then this person goes, oh, this is all the info that I found from this particular blog site, I think. Here is everything they have done. And this was written down by an Orbit, which is a Luna fan. So there's that. Okay, so Hyunjin mocked South Asian dance twice. Oh, okay. She also said, remember, Hyasul looks like a tribal chief when she wore...
It's not funny. What?
She said, remember, Hyasul looks like a tribal chief when she wore an outfit with feathers intended to be a swan. And then she said, you look like a tribal chief, not a swan. Jail. Next one, Vivi. Apparently, she wore an appropriate headdress pre-debut. Eve's mocked South Asian dance. Chu, she did a photo shoot with blackface caricatures and also mocking South Asian dances. And then someone said there was possible cultural appropriation in the 12 o'clock teaser. I don't know what that means, but okay. Heejin, again, mocked South Asian dance with Hyunjin. Gohwan, she did a photo shoot with the Confederate flag in the background. Chori wore a bindi and did a stereotypical pose. Olivia, photo shoot in a restaurant with blackface caricatures in the background. Hyojin mocked South Asian dance twice. Then so they said, that's all the CA they've done. As an Orbit, I'm disappointed that they have done so much with not many apologies, etc. Wow. So I guess that's like a little insight. I saw another article. I think Eve's apologizes over her racist profile picture. Let's see what it says. Some international fans saw issue with Eve's profile picture and claimed that it was racist. The issue arose when Eve's got swollen lips due to allergies and changed her profile photo to a close-up image of her lips on a fan communication app. Okay, I'm not see. Okay, sure. When she uploaded the photo, one Korean fan says she looks like the character Go on, hey, I think, from a Korean animation series called Run Honey. Eve thought it was funny and decided to change her profile photo on the fan communication app to that character. So, do you remember that character that every idol seems to not every idol, but it's like this character always gets them in trouble. You will know if you see the picture. I can send you the picture. But basically, okay. It's like, the only way I could describe it is the caricature kind of looks like a monkey in a way, but then the lips are like really big and pink.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to send you the picture so you can see what I'm talking about. I'll send you what I'm reading as well. So I'm just going to continue when that moves up for you. So the character is a Korean middle-aged wife of the Track Roach in the 1980s Korean animation series. She is seen with typical curly hair worn by a middle-aged Korean woman at the time with overdrawn lipstick. The international community took issue with Eve's profile photo, believing it is derogatory towards black people. Many posted about their concerns on Twitter, demanding that Eve change her profile photo and apologize. I'm not talking about me, per se, because I only could talk about me. I don't know any black people that look like that, so when I see this, I don't say, oh my gosh, she's mocking black people, but that's me.
Mm. So moving on. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I think the one that threw me off the most was like the chief.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I talk for you too. As a black person, or even I feel like people of color get this, especially when you're dark skinned. I don't go online to get myself angry. There's certain things that people should know and should be aware of. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone's going to know every single bit of history, and there are going to be times I may touch wood, but I may even say something or do something that may possibly offend someone, and I had no idea that I did it. Hmm. And it's not coming from a bad, but you know what I mean, like, it's not coming from me to attack a certain group or whatever. Of course. So I think, not, I'm not saying in this case or any cases that I've read out, but sometimes you have to give a bit of grace sometimes and not think that the whole, because there's certain things, certain events or certain things where people are offended. And again, who am I to tell you not to be offended by at the end of the day, right? That's mm-hmm. that's down to your own discretion. But sometimes I see something and I'm like, really? You offended by that?
Yeah, I think it's a layered thing, because yeah. I'm very, like, unbothered. I'm, especially if I see something ignorant or something that's, I know has bad intentions, I'm not going to get myself worked up or be affected by it. But that still doesn't mean that it's right, obviously.
Yes, so of course.
How accountability is important. But on the receiving end, I'm just, sometimes I don't even realize if something is meant to apply to me or my group of people. So I tend to just be very far detached from chronically online or ignorant people. Yeah. But still, they should be held accountable. It's not right. It's silly. Especially, we've had this conversation many, many a times. No one's perfect. I think someone makes a mistake once, forgiveness and education is important, and allow them to try to rectify whatever they've done wrong and learn and move forward. I'm not a huge fan of cancel culture, but if someone is consistently doing the same thing, I think that's completely different, and then that has to be dealt with differently. But yeah, I think everything we see on the internet, just try not to care. If it's something really bad, hold people accountable, report it, do whatever you need to do. But other than that, I'm too busy.
I only can speak from a perspective of a black person, because that's what I am, right? Mm. So I can't speak on any other culture or race or anything like that. But I think just for our mental health, we can't unpack and dig everything, because I feel like if you look hard enough, I feel like anything and everything I consume has some sort of racism, like towards my culture I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I would be upset with every and everything, and I'm surprised. This might sound a bit unhinged. Don't come for me. I'm not saying I'm going to attack anyone, but I think a lot of cultures and stuff should be very surprised or very glad at how quote-unquote calm we are as a race, because the amount of things that have, and black cultures, but across the diaspora, like American, African, Latin, like whatever, right, the amount of things that have been taken or stories that have been flipped and changed to sort of fit a certain narrative to make us look bad, or we didn't create this, or stolen, and all we ask for is, can everyone just be nice to us? Can we just
how dare you ask for common courtesy?
Do you know what I mean? Like, we really and truly, I feel like if this was, I won't say who, but if this was another group, they'd probably set the world alight. I feel like the world is very lucky. And again, I'm not trying to be like a radicalist or saying, yeah, let's burn the world down, because really and truly, as much as it may soothe some part of our ancestors and our emotional well-being, maybe, and in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really do anything. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people should be thankful.
Well, yeah, just if you're on the internet and you're anyone, try not to read into things.
Yeah, protect yourself, if you see something, man.
Exactly, and. Not everything's not about you, but don't let things affect you to that extent. If you see something serious, once again, report it. You have every right to feel some type of way. Exactly. You have every right to be upset, every right to want accountability. I think that's completely fine. But for your own mental health, just be
cautious. Yeah. And now on to our last unpopular opinion. This person said, I don't get why people are surprised that Hwasa selected the 1 million choreography. Like, it was obviously going to happen. I don't think she was looking for something. I think they said someone, but I think something they meant, quote unquote, new and quote unquote, different, to be honest.
I'm in two minds about this because, again, we are not Hwasa. We don't know exactly. We're not in her head, so we don't know exactly what she is looking for, right? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we don't know who's also whispering in her ear in the sense of navigating her. They could have told her, actually, she may have picked someone else and they could have been like, actually, could you pick someone else? We don't know. Again, my conspiracies, right? It could be either or, because these things do happen on these type of shows, like... I think I was watching a video maybe a while back about, you know, the show The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different versions of it around the world. And I want to say it's The Voice China. China, don't come for me. We heart China. but there was like this whole mini scandal of, so they have, you know, all these big stars that the Chinese public respect, and like they're going to give their opinions, like they're known as like an opinionated artist, like they don't stand for rubbish basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been judges that have then left and been like, yeah, there's been times where different companies will try have paid the show X amount of money so they can get X amount of chairs turned, so now they're forced to turn their chair even if they don't really want said person in their group. So there's like little things like that that we may not know the mechanics of what's going on behind the scenes. So there's that aspect. Secondly, and I think I've said this before about Street Woman Fighter, I think there is a bit of bias in a sense of, especially, you know, when it was like the first couple episodes and they were doing like the battles and stuff, and mm-hmm. there was one particular judge, I can't remember her name. She would tie a lot of groups, right? So she would say, oh, it's a tie. Even though from our perspective, there may be a clear winner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think part of it comes from, because as I've said before, the dance community in Korea alone is small. Whether you know someone directly, you know someone through someone or whatever, right? So, and again, after this show, these people still need to work together. So again, they may not want to hinder, you know, relationships. They may not want to hinder their money. So there's that aspect as well. Because what I was thinking with the whole Hwasa 1 million thing, again, Hwasa could have just genuinely loved 1 million's choreo. And again, I don't think 1 million's choreo was bad or anything. I don't think anyone's choreo was bad, to be honest. Like, to me, there wasn't like, oh my gosh, this group was the standout. Do you know what I mean? I think everyone did their thing. They interpreted her song however they interpreted the song. But because Hwasa has worked with 1 million before, I don't know if there could be something in the back of her mind where she's like, okay, yeah, it's all kiki haha now, but I don't want them to use that against me when I want so-and-so to choreograph, and like, well, because of you, I got kicked off the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, why don't you pick? Again, it may not be that obvious. They may be like, oh, we're busy. Oh, and it's like, are they doing this because I didn't pick them? Again, all speculation. This all could be just made up in my mind. But again, I just feel like that could have been an aspect. Or it could be just Hwasa really likes that dance. And everyone else has their biases. And, you know, you may really stand a certain group. And you're like, why didn't they get picked? But everyone doesn't see what you see. So that's my little 2 cents on the whole situation.
Yeah, I think there's probably nuance to it, and factors like what you've mentioned. I think I might be mistaken because I didn't follow the whole process very closely, but it wasn't just like Hwasa selecting. There was like public voting and other things. I'm not saying that justified what 1 million winning. I'm just saying I think there was like a few factors that went into it. And there has been, I know like a lot of people were voting
and rooting for Gem Republic, and those girls are amazing and super talented, not to take away from anyone else. But I think a lot of these challenges aren't necessarily looking for something new in a sense. Not saying that what 1 million done wasn't fresh and different, but it was very K-pop, if that makes any sense. So they might not be looking for something outside of that. They might want to keep it quite close to home with what they know already works. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and also, even though there is public voting, sometimes, I'm not saying this particular show because I don't know, but sometimes the way they do the percentages of things doesn't make any sense. So they're like, there's public voting, but that's only worth like 20% of the vote. And then like the guest judge, their decision is like worth 50% of the vote. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, even though one group may have like absolutely, in our eyes, got the most votes or whatever, because the guest judge has more weight, and they went with someone else, that other group has already won in a sense, not counting the other percentage, whatever that is. So there's that as well.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think everyone came up with really cool interpretations of the choreo. So,
Yeah.
Was you going to say something else?
I was just going to say, like, with the 1 million choreo, I don't know. I feel like, and again, this could be just what Hwasa likes. I don't know if it's this choreo per se, but it was giving you the vibe of TikTok-y. Like, it feels like a very TikTok-y dance, not like an actual dance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Let's talk about our unpopular opinions. I'm over it. I just want you to dance, or if you're not gonna dance, just don't do it, because I'm sick of it, like every group or artist trying to have like this really catchy one word chorus, and then like a TikTok kind of trying to force like a TikTok viral dance out of it, and it's like, this is boring. Like, can we get back to actual choreography?
Yeah, I think it's also fine to, at least for like the official choreography and what's going to be performed in like music shows and in the music video, to be more complex and layered. And then I've seen like quite a few artists create like a simpler thing that goes around as a trend. I don't think the simpler version of the choreo needs to be like the official one. I think you can still capitalize on that virality of your song and part of the dance in a simpler way, but have still have the official choreo be very, I don't know, like more complex and have more depth to it and have something more to it. And in no way am I talking about the 1 million
choreography. Yeah, I'm just
in general. Yeah.
And also, before we go, I never, again, this is my opinion, as much as I love Jam Republic or whatever, they were never going to win, guys. It's Korea, Korean pride. They're going to be... Someone Korean's going to win, and that's fine. They're just there for views. Same what they did to... What's that, the Japanese crew called?
I think I know who you're talking about.
My brain. Because they are sick, but I don't feel like they've been showcased enough. But again, they won't, because it's a Korean show. And they have their biases. So... that's all I gotta say about it.
That's all of that. Now, as we come towards the end of the episode, it's now time for our radars. Rings. This has an extra title. On the radar. It's time for On the Radar.
Damn, girl.
Me and Shanice are going to let you know if there's anything on our radar. So anything that we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Saw this video of this girl. She looked Somali. She may not have been Somali, but I think she was Somali. This was at BI. I think BI is on tour. I don't know if he's on tour or he just had a show. I'm not sure. And he called this girl on stage. This wasn't BI's show anymore. This show was about her. She's a great dancer. She commanded that stage. Halfway through the song, she started doing the Tyler Water Challenge out of nowhere. And I loved that for her. I don't know who she is, where she is, but I just want to let you know, if that was you, I stan. Thank you.
Lovely.
Well, for my radar, I, alongside my friend, would like to single-handedly take credit for introducing G-Soul to Primark, and now he is obsessed. So, yeah, that's my radar.
You should talk about what happened over the weekend, your event.
There was a lot. I'm still recovering. I think that's why I'm so out of it. But everything went really well. I think some of you
What was it? Some people may not know what it was.
It was HaluCon 2023. So it was just like an overall Halu convention. We had food, performances, humbug to try on, and we even had like a gel nail station. There was like a lot going on.
Oh,
it was really fun. We had some artist performances. We also had some really cool panels and bits and bobs, and G-Soul was our headlining act. And no, it's just like everything went really well, and I'm grateful to everyone that came and enjoyed themselves. G-Soul is such a talented artist, and I think sometimes, as many of us can probably relate, hearing someone online and like the professional record than hearing them live, sometimes there's like a discrepancy or differences.
Just hits different.
Dare I say he's even better live. But no, it was really fun. We got to take him around shopping for a little bit. He really likes London for some reason. I don't know why. but it was really nice. Yeah.
Nice. So you guys, keep your eyes out, because you do other bits and bobs on that side. How you con and stuff. So, yeah. But yes, guys, that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and if you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests that you'd like to send through, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HowYouAtYou, or you can send them to us via email, which is howyoutea@gmail.com.
I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.